Global warming, rise in ocean levels, these are an abstraction to many of us, a looming reality we haven't yet been able to fully understand. Nicole Cabe's upcoming performance at the Oahu Fringe Festival is built on her love of science fiction, imagining a future in which the damage has already been done. It's a solo performance, and I spoke with her earlier this morning.
I think climate change is going to have a very dramatic effect on how we live our lives. It's going to dramatically change culture. And I wanted to speculate on what that might look like over the course of about 100 years, so three generations.
We haven't done that much speculating about what it would feel like. It seems like an abstraction to me.
It's true. I think because a lot of us tend to live our lives in sort of the short term, like what's next year going to look like maybe at most.
Yeah.
We haven't really considered how climate change is going to affect us. Like I'm 33, so I'm going to see when I'm in 20 or 30 years the effects of that. I think it's going to change a lot in my lifetime. A lot of people don't consider how our kids' lives are going to change
yeah.
and what that might look like. And that's the point of writing science fiction, really, is that we get to think about how these changes might look in the future, not just next year or 5 years from now, but what things are going to look like 50 years from now or 100 or 1,000.
There's so many examples, as you know, in science fiction of mm-hmm. science fiction writers being really prescient about the future.
Yeah, absolutely.
Arthur C. Clarke is mm-hmm. anticipating, Asimov coined the term robot, and they're everywhere now.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, we're getting pretty close. I don't think we have artificial intelligence yet, but people are working on it.
Well, we're certainly hearing more and more about the whole idea of being a science fiction writer is being able to use science to make pretty accurate or as accurate as you can projections, right?
Sure. And I'm not a scientist per se. I'm definitely more of a theater person and an artist. But I really enjoy reading science-based articles and sort of thinking about, wow, in 5 years, you know, what is that going to change like? There's new developments in how computers operate. There's a thing called quantum computing that people are working on where you have a crystal and there's, you know, one atom in the crystal and there's an atom in another crystal and they vibrate together. And that's a way of storing information that is hopefully will be a lot faster than the computers we have now. So, you know, in 5 years when somebody gets that up and running, what's that going to do to how we communicate.
So the science fiction writer takes maybe an article in Scientific American mm-hmm. based in reality mm-hmm. and then just sort of extrapolates where that could go, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So how does that apply in the case of rising ocean levels, climate change?
Well, thinking about how ice would melt, for example, before I even got on the plane to come here, there was an article about a giant crack in the Antarctic ice sheet that nobody predicted would happen. So there's going to be a huge shelf that's just going to slough off and melt into the ocean. So we might actually see sea rises of a few inches in the next couple of years because of that. I think the prediction at worst would be 10 to 20 feet of rise, which also with changing ocean currents, as the ocean gets hotter, storms are going to shift around and change and get bigger and a lot more devastating. So I sort of took that and speculated what, you know, with shifting coastlines and people having to retreat further into the center of the country, what that might look like. With changing weather patterns because of the ocean warming, the center of the country is probably going to become a desert. So that's something I brought up in one of the pieces, is that the middle of the country has become a Sahara-like desert. And then the coasts are the only place that are really habitable.
So you portray three different women in this performance?
Yes, that's correct.
Different ages?
Yeah. The first character is probably in her early 20s. The second character is a little bit closer to my age, like mid-30s. And then the final character is in her 50s.
So for the character, the youngest of these characters, you know, looking ahead 50 years, mm-hmm. that's profound change, isn't it?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How will that reflect in the life of the youngest character?
Well, she already has to flee She spent her entire life living sort of a mobile gypsy existence. Mm-hmm. She and her parents have to flee the Texas floodplain because I assumed that with the Gulf Coast being particularly vulnerable, that Texas would be just inundated with water and there wouldn't be a whole lot of it left. So she and her parents have to flee there, and they go to the middle of the country. And then because of political uprising, she has to flee further north. And then the other characters are a little bit closer to, I guess, in Seattle, because since I live in Seattle, that's where I start with my imagination is what that might look like. So a little bit closer to the Canadian border. Sort of speculating on how the oceans becoming warmer and more acidic would change the climate there and would put pressure on people trying to move into that area because mm-hmm. it would become very nice. It would be a lot like Southern California is right now.
And as it puts pressure on people, we have to also factor in the fact there are going to be a lot more people.
Exactly. A lot of people coming in, a lot of undocumented people, so that's a big deal. A lot of people trying to find a safer area to live, and how that might actually create instability and less security for everybody who's trying to find something that's safe.
Sometimes in anticipating where government is going, we forget about anticipating where the earth is going.
Right? Exactly. Exactly. Well, and that's absolutely going to impact, you know, how the government reacts to people having to move around and what that might look like.
Well, that's a pretty apocalyptic vision.
It's true.
Not much, I guess not that much you can play for laughs and all that. But
no, I hope there's a couple of jokes that come across, but we'll see.
Well, at the same time, it's an important cautionary message, isn't it, Nicole?
It is. It is. I really hope that people leave the theater wanting to discuss this more and think more long term about the impact of their actions and the impact of the government actions, ultimately.
Well, let's hope it helps.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
L. Nicole Cabe will perform Tidal Surge this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Next Door in downtown Honolulu. And details are on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.